Good singing this morning. We appreciate these songs and how they've touched our hearts. And I hope they've been a blessing to you today. In the book of Isaiah is where we'll be reading from, if you want to turn there real quickly to the 12th chapter. Lord bless her. Yes. Lord bless her. Yes. Amen. Amen. God bless her today. Book of Isaiah, the 12th chapter, if you'd like to stay up and read God's Word with us this morning. He says in the first verse, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon His name, declare His doings among the people, make mention that His name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." And stop reading there with that sixth verse, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord this morning. I'd like to take for a thought, that's really a question that we all have to pose to ourselves. Who is your salvation? Who is your salvation? Isaiah the writer was bragging on the Lord, if I could put it like that today. He said that though the Lord was angry with me, He said, His anger is turned away and thou comforts me. There was a time when we all was away from God. We was walking in sin, trespassing in places where we had no business at all being. And the Lord could not look down upon us and smile because of sin that was in our life. But does anybody remember when Jesus came and saved you and you felt that guilt lifted from your life? And it was no longer that you was ashamed or embarrassed or even felt intimidated to go into the house of the Lord and call upon the name of the Lord. But now that bondage had been broken and you had been set free to where you could go in and feel the love of God in the house of the Lord. It was no more that you felt like, Jim, everybody in the house was looking at you and you as an outsider. I'm glad that salvation makes us part of the family of God. Each and every one of us today. And when we read this, we find that this is different than when we read other words in the Bible about salvation, and that this is a special sense. It's a special relationship, and that it is a person that has already become and made the Lord their salvation. Folks, He's not just the world's Savior. He's not just the Savior of the church at Mount Carmel. He's not just the Savior of the deacons or of the pastor, but He can be your Savior this morning. He can be the one who gives you salvation. And even for those of us this morning that are here and we know the Lord is our Savior, He says that we can draw water out of wells if we will just come before the Lord in this salvation. The Bible teaches us that when we start talking about salvation and what does it really mean to all, each and every one of us today, salvation comes in many different ways to our lives. Many folks say, be careful now, Roger, you're in a Baptist church and you want to make sure that you stay with the Word of God. I believe that the saving of a soul happens one time. God saves us and He keeps us for all eternity. Amen. If He wasn't able to do that, I'd still be looking for a Savior that could. But anybody else can testify today Not only does He save you, but He keeps you for all eternity. I'm sealed up until the day of redemption when He takes me out of this life and on home to be with Him. But the Lord, by the meaning of the word salvation, the Lord has come and saved me many times in my lifetime. And some of you looking at me and make a Baptist church get bug eye on you on a Sunday morning because they're trying to figure out where you're going. But the Bible tells us that the word salvation is that there are seven Greek and Hebrew words for the word salvation, and that they are used. And this blessed my heart when I read this morning, that the word salvation is used 388 times in the Bible. And I thought, that's good, Kenny Banks, because I need salvation each and every day. And He threw some extra ones in there as well. Anybody else agree with that this morning? I need it every day. And the Lord has provided a word for me every day if I'll just open up and read from His Bible today. The word salvation also means deliverance. Has God delivered anybody else since you've been saved? If some of you that are lost, He's delivered you time and time again. He's watched over you and kept you safe and brought you and blessed you with all these years and these days. But folks, there's more than just that salvation. There's an eternal salvation that the same God can give to you this morning. He also talks about help. Has anybody been helped by the Lord? And this will go both ways today. When I was lost and undone, the Lord helped me because He watched over me. He preserved me. And He wouldn't allow the devil to take me to hell and destruction because He knew that He could help me in the day of my calamity. If I would just call upon His name, the Lord would be found near unto me. He also says that He gives us safety. Is what the word salvation means. And many of us have been on the highways traveling, and the car in front of us was involved in the wreck, or the car behind us was involved in the wreck. The ladies was down at the house on Friday evening, and I heard some of the conversations about the wreck that they came upon up on the interstate as they was traveling, and some people were hurt. It could have very easily been some of our ladies. But I'm glad that the Lord has salvation through safety that He puts around us. And people say, how does He do that? He's got angels camped round about His people, protecting them from the devil and all the wiles that he would bring against us. When the devil comes to bring us harm, I'm glad I've got safety in Jesus Christ that I can count on this morning. He also says that the word salvation can mean victory to us today. Has anybody had victory since you've been saved? Then I'm not just talking about salvation. We all, and I pray that every one of you are saved, but I want to preach this message this morning that if you are saved, He's given us more than just one victory since we've come to know Him, because some of our families got saved as well, have they not? And when the devil would come to do us good, did not God take that bad away? Or when the devil come to do us harm, and God took that harm away and turned that which was meant to be bad, turned it around for good, that we could stand up and say, the Lord has saved me again by providing me the help and the victory that I needed today. He also says that the word salvation means to defend. That there's times when you and I don't even know the words to say. There's times that we're caught in situations that the devil's got us pinned up. And you know what? Most of the time when the devil does that, he's right. You and I are guilty. We deserve all the bad things that he tells us about. But then I have a father who's got a son who is the best attorney that there is. And he comes to my rescue and he defends me over and over again. And you know what he does, folks? He says to the devil just like this, you're right, he deserves to die and go to hell. He deserves to be punished. But look what price I paid for him on Calvary's Hill. And because I paid the price, his defense is he's guilty. But my blood sets him free over and over and over again. Has anybody been saved more than once in the house of God? People say, oh, that's dangerous preaching in a Baptist church. But folks, he's got it 388 times in the Word. God will save us over and over and over again if we will just go to him and say, Lord, I can't do it by myself. In fact, in the book of Psalms, the 20th chapter, David said it like this: some men trust in horses and some in chariots. But can I put Roger's word? But I will trust in the salvation of God, because I know what God can do today. Who is your salvation in this morning? Mine's not in this world, because this world has a form of salvation, but they deny the power of God. Some in this world have a form of salvation in that they trust many different gods to get the salvation that they need day in and day out. Some of them today try this one today. It doesn't work, so they go to another one tomorrow. But folks, I want to preach to you this morning. If you would elect and do what Isaiah said. Isaiah is almost like what David said in the book of Psalms, the 23rd chapter, when he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What he was saying there is, the Lord is a shepherd whether you declare him to be yours or not. The Lord is a savior whether you declare him to be yours or not. But Sister Ruby, the best thing I ever did do was when I did not say, he is the savior of my mother, he's the savior of my father, he's the savior of the deacons and of the preacher and of the pastors. But the best thing I ever did do was when I designated him, he's not just somebody's savior, but he's my savior today. He's my savior, my Lord, and my soon coming king to reign forever and ever. I designate him to be my savior today, and because of that, if nobody else wants to praise him, I'll praise him this morning. If nobody else wants to sing a song of praise to him, I'll sing a song. And people say, well, we didn't hear you get up there and sing a song. Folks, you don't have to stand on the stage and have a musical instrument to sing praise unto the Lord. Has anybody just been sitting around the house or driving down the road and you begin to think how many times the Lord has brought you out of a harm's way, that he's brought safety to you, and the next thing you know, Sister Mary, you find in your heart you're singing praise unto the Lord. People say, well, what does that song sound like? Sometimes it is, I just say, thank you, Lord, because I know it was you that showed up and helped us in that need that we have. Some of you this morning that have gone through, and some of you that are in these situations that need a Savior to show up in your life, do you know what I have found? Don't wait until he shows up to start calling upon him. But right now at this hour, Brother Ron Ball, we ought to be calling upon the name of the Lord, because we heard all these prayer requests, and I'm not going to preach long this morning. We heard all these prayer requests. You know what's going on at your house. You know what's going on at your house. What we ought to do on a Baptist church on a Sunday morning is not wait for the altar call to come, but somebody that needs saving this morning, what they ought to do is just rise up out of your pew right now and just come and ask God for the need that you have, that you've tried to work it out and tried to fix it, and you find out that it's not getting any better and it's not getting any easier to face that which is in front of you. What we ought to do, Sister Villa, is say, Lord, I need you to come and bring salvation to my house. Yes, and the ultimate word salvation means this, is the saving of the soul. But there's even salvation after death that comes. People say, well, what kind of salvation is that? That's when the Lord comes in the clouds of glory and delivers us from the bounds that death has got a hold of us. Folks, the graves are going to burst open. The saints are going to come out with a shout. Anybody ready for that final salvation when we get to go home to be at the Lord and sing and shout out and never wear out. Folks, I'm preaching to you about a God today. I don't need multiple gods. I don't need to have Muhammad for this and have a Buddha for this over here and maybe even trust in our Krishna for a little bit of this over here. Has anybody else tried Jesus Christ of Nazareth and found Him to be sufficient for all of your salvation needs? Larry Jones, it even talks about salvation is there for health. That, and I think about you men and women here in the church that's had miracle on top of miracle in your life. Folks, let me tell you, when the devil comes and tries to destroy, I'm glad I've got a Savior that brings salvation to me. That, folks, there is nothing the devil can do that can harm us when we have a Savior like we trust in Jesus Christ. Isaiah said, David said, my grandfather said, our grandparents said it. Folks, I don't care how high you look and how low you go. You can try to find a God that can do all things, but you'll find only a God that can do a portion of those things. You remember on Mars Hill, they had a God set up for every God that there was, or a statue set up for every God there was, and even had one for the unknown. They prayed to all these different gods, trying to find what it was that they had need of. Folks, I promise you this morning by the authority of God's Word that there's never been one thing that I had need of that my God cannot provide for you and for me this morning. Some of you that are sick, what you ought to do is ask God to bring the salvation to your body that you have need of. Some folks that are having financial problems, what you ought to do is take it to God and ask the Lord to help you. Some of you that are having family problems, you ought to take it to God and say, Lord, help me. Some of you that are having kid problems, you ought to take it to God and say, Lord, help me. Some of you that are having job problems, you ought to take it to God and say, Lord, help me. Some people, Larry Jones, might think that I say that regardless what you're going through, God can take care of it. And I believe I have a witness in the house this morning that He can take care of every need that you have from the saving of your, from the, can I preach it like this? From cradle to grave, my God is able to take care of everything in between, and not just to the grave, but He's able to take care of the things after the grave. Because on the resurrection morning, when the trump of God shall sound, I will have salvation that I'll never have to worry about having a need for a Savior, because I'll be in the midst with Him in heaven above. He will give us salvation. He will also, and I like this, He says He will rescue us. Has anybody ever been broke down? And I say that, and some of you probably think I'm talking about your car. You know, when a car is broke down and you don't know how to work on it, you have to call somebody that can rescue you. But that's not the sense that I'm preaching about this morning, Brother Billy. I'm preaching about the sense that has anybody's life ever been broke down to when you needed somebody to rescue you? Mom and Dad couldn't do it. The government couldn't do it. The church couldn't do it. All the false gods that's in this world could not do it. But then somewhere in the midnight hour, you called upon the name of Jesus. Some of you know what I'm preaching about this morning. Some of you have been rescued when everybody else threw up their hands and said, I give on that person. When everybody else looked at your life and said, look what a mess they made. You called upon Jesus Christ and He came and rescued you out of that terrible place where you was at in your life. It also means to preserve. And I like that word also, because there is none of us that's able to preserve ourselves. If it was possible, I would have lost my salvation a long time ago. But does anybody else remember the scriptures where He said when He saved us, He put a hedge round about us and that strong man could not get back in? There's a lot of things I've lost in my lifetime. But one thing I don't have to worry about losing, and that is the salvation that I have today. And I like what David said. He said, I know in whom I am persuaded. I know in whom I trust. I know in whom that is my Savior this morning. And I trust in Him for all things that I have need of. Folks, I don't need a multiple gods to go to. I don't need multiple churches to go to. I can go to the rock this morning. You can go to the rock. We can go exactly. We don't even have to go to the priest or to the preacher. Has anybody else tried this morning just go into the throne room of God and say, Lord, it's me again. You know that I need saving. You know that I need help. You know that I need deliverance. Folks, you might not understand what I'm going through. I may not understand what you're going through. But Jesus said it like this. There is no infirmity that you face. There is no problem that you face. There is no letdown that you face. People say, well, my friends let me down. Look at Christ's friends. When He turned around, there was none to be found. Folks, He went through everything you and I went through. But I like what the Bible says, Brother Jim. It says when He went through all this, He defeated. He was a conqueror. He got the victory today. Anybody else know what the Scripture says? When we go through these things, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ today. Don't give the devil the victory, but raise your hand and praise the Lord, because it's He that will save you and not the devil today. He says, Timothy said, or Paul said like this in 2 Timothy, the first chapter. He says, for I know in whom I believe, that I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Folks, there's a lot of things I get worried about, but I don't have to worry about my soul and my salvation, because you see, I see where other gods came up against Him. You remember when the Pharaohs come up against Him? You remember when they put the ark in the cabinet or in the storehouse there, and you remember when they had put Him there in the storehouse with the other gods of this world? When they came in, they found the other gods even bowed down to our God today. There is no other name under heaven given amongst men where you can find salvation, Acts the 4th chapter, except in the name of Jesus Christ today. No other name. None. There is no salvation in any other name. These other gods. And we've heard two testimonies this morning. And I'm not throwing stones, I'm just preaching the gospel. When folks put their trust in the name of the church, they put their trust in their programs, they put their trust in all the things that they do good, folks, it's short-lived. Because there is none of us that's good. None of us. And if we make His house a mockery, we will not find salvation for any of us. None of us. But I'm glad that there's still a few folks that like to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, because they know that He can bring salvation to your family and to mine. I'm praying for Sister Mary's family, and I don't say this to embarrass her this morning. I'm saying that God will send salvation over there. Yes, she's got some lost people in the household. He can save them, but I'm praying that He'll bring some salvation to DD, and I know that He's able to do that to Savannah. And folks, it doesn't matter how great your need is this morning. God is able to provide everything that it is that you have need of. And I'm not just picking on Sister Mary. How many others this morning, by the raise of your hand, need salvation to come to your house, because the needs are great? And folks, we can cover it, and we can try to smile and act like everything is all right, but down on the inside, we are burning and frustrated, because we've tried and it's not getting fixed. In fact, it's not getting better, but it's getting worse. I challenge us this morning, what we ought to do is say, Lord, this is bigger than what I am. I thought I could take care of it. I thought that the world would help me. I thought that all these other things, by being a good person, would be all right and I would be all right. But I have come to the conclusion this morning that it's not what I do. It's not trying just to go on and act like everything's all right. But I need a Savior to come home with me, that I can take home with me, that will provide everything it is that I have need of, most of all for the saving of my soul, and then for helping me make it through this life until I come to the end of death's doorway. How many of you know you got a Savior waiting for you when you take your last breath and you make that crossing over in death's chilling Jordan River? Folks, I got a Savior that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. And He wants to do the same for you this morning. People say, well, that's a message, I don't know what to do with it. Let me tell you this morning, when you need a Savior, there's only one name that you can call upon. People use His name in their profanities. They use His name in their cursings. But when the need gets great, they go down and they call upon God. Folks, let me tell you, at that time, God may have His ears closed to their cries. He said He will not hear them. If you will not hear me when the day I call upon you, in the day when you call upon me, I will close my ears to your need. Folks, while He has given you and I the opportunity, I just don't want to serve Him for a day that's out there in the future that I might need Him. Folks, I need Him each and every day to walk with me and to help me, to watch out for me and secure me, to give me strength, endurance for everything I stand in need of. I go to the rock of my salvation, in which lies my Savior today. And He can be yours. I know people that have been through less than what you've been through, and they're worse off. We've got folks in this church that God has blessed to overcome cancer. Amen. One of the greatest testimonies I believe that there is, and I don't say this to bring back any natural, I don't even know what my word is. I don't do it to stir up emotions, natural emotions. But I remember the call that I got, and it said that if I wanted to be able to visit with Brother Harvey, I better get over to the hospital because his time was short, Rob. It looked like a few days. But you know, somewhere there was some people that was calling upon a Savior that could bring salvation to him. And when we thought that no doubt the call would come back after we went and visited with him, the call would come back that he's gone on to be with the Lord. But the Lord blessed him for 6 more years. Amen. Folks, and I had to get a clarification of that because time gets away from us. People say, well, that was just a medical oddity that happened. They made a mistake. No, somebody got hold of the Savior because they trusted in salvation, folks. They called upon the Lord and the Lord showed up. Jim can testify about his wife, how they said, get the grave ready. Go get your coffin picked out because time is coming. Folks, it's not what the devil says. We don't have to listen to what the devil says. Let's listen to what God says. And God says, I can give you all things that you stand in need of today. Anybody else got any good reports from the doctors? Amen. People say it's just by coincidence. No, I know a man who can. I know a man who is my Savior. And folks, I'm glad that he was mom and dad's and grandpa and grandpa's Savior. But Brother Wayne, I'm more glad that, and that may not be proper English, that he's my Savior today. Some folks might think, Sister Debbie, that we're awful weak, that we need a Savior to be there for us at all times. I have seen what others have done by not having a Savior. And if there was no heaven to go to, I'd still want to have this Savior with me while I'm here. In closing this morning, some of you might say, all of those definitions that you gave us, all of those needs about salvation, I had one or more that I need in my life. One or more that I need in my life. Right now. Then the question is, will you designate the Lord as your Savior? You say, well, Roger, you know I've been saved for many years. But we, even as Christians, we think, yes, I'm saved and I can handle this by myself. I don't need no help with this. Let me encourage you this morning. Put aside your pride. Put aside that haughtiness that the devil will give to us, that air of arrogance even at times, and realize that there is nothing that you and I can do without the help of God. Nothing we can do. Brother Larry, there's nothing that I can do until I call upon the Lord and ask Him to help me. Because you see, I've gone about things, and many of you have done it as well. Go about to fix something and fix everything else in the world besides what was the true problem. People say, well, how do I know what the problem is? You've got to get the guidance from God this morning. Some of you know what you're facing. Some of you know what's the news that's come to you this week, this month, or even in the last few months. Some of you know that without God, you're going to have a rough road. You're not going to be able to make it. Some of you this morning know that you've trusted in God. You believe in God, but you've never designated Him as your Savior. You see what He's done for others, and you're thankful for what He's done for others. But folks, there is nothing like you saying, like Joshua of old said, from on this day right here, the first Sunday in December of 2011, is that right? I designate Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. Let the world choose who they want to. But I'm going to choose the Lord, because I know by seeing what He's done for others, and even while I'm lost, I see what He's done for me. And I want Him to be my Savior. Rob, get us a song of invitation. Don't wait for the song. But you that are lost, make that step right now. And some of you that are children of God, you have a need that's in your life right now. You say, well, I've prayed about it before. Folks, there's nothing wrong with taking it to God yet another time. Keep on praying, praying and praying until the answer comes. You say, well, people know what I'm praying about and they know my need. Why should I go up there? It's not for people to see. It's for you and God to talk about until you get the answer that God has in store for you. Would you stand? Would you come this morning? If God has moved in your heart and your life, make that step right now. Right now. Come on, Mom and Dad. Young man and woman, you trust in the Lord. You know what God can do. Why don't you make Him your Lord? Bless that one this morning. Anybody else that wants to just be open with God? Lord, you know I have a need. I need you to save me. Would you do that this morning? While these are praying, why don't you come? Because you're going to need the Lord more tomorrow than you did today. You're going to need Him more tomorrow than you did yesterday. Why don't you make that step this morning? He's a Savior for all times, all things, all days. Yes. Make that step and come home this morning. Anybody else today? Many of you raised your hands and said that you're going through things. Many of you raised your hands and said that you have needs that's in your life. You can either talk about them or you can take them to God. Why don't you follow your heart? Bless that one today. Anybody else? Anybody else today? You need the Lord. You want to designate Him as your Savior. Why don't you follow His guidance today? His guidance in your life. Yes. Lord, you know that I need your help. on this Sunday morning. Yes. You can't make it without Him this morning. Yes, Lord, bless them today. Yes. Isaiah said, Lord, even though You was angry at me in the past, You now, it's Your joy to be my Savior. I designate You as my Savior because I need You. How many of us realize we need the Lord more than He needs us? God can do without us, Bill. I can't do without Him. I don't know how people make it without knowing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You say, well, they have all these self-help programs, these meditation programs, and it helps them to work through it. I don't know about you, but the more I meditate on my problem, the more frustrated I get. But when I go to the Lord and I really give it to Him, that burden is lifted. And I'm able to go on. Folks, until we give it to the Lord and we designate Him as our Savior, we'll not get any better. We'll just continue to get worse. And a word of caution before we close this service out today is don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait until it's too late. They tell me with cancer, the best way to treat it and get the victory is if you find it in the early stages. They tell me with a lot of the problems, with coronary problems and other problems that we face, and we've got our nurses here, they'll tell you the same thing, that the earlier you find it, the better the prognosis is for a good recovery. Let me tell you this morning in the spiritual realm, the earlier that you realize that you need God's help and call upon Him, the better the outcome's going to be. The better the outcome will be in your life. God bless you. I pray that you got something from the service this morning, the songs, the word, the fellowship that we've had. And the more fellowship to follow, I get you a good lunch, get you a good nap if you need it. And then come back tonight expecting great things to happen in the Lord. And today, this afternoon, you might be there just all by yourself. Maybe you're off in a room by yourself, or maybe you're just sitting on the couch and everybody else is around. This morning, Becky was asking me where I was at, and I didn't even know she was talking to me. Because see, sometimes, even though you're there, your mind is somewhere else. But wherever you're at, if you'll call upon the Lord to help you, He'll show up at your house today. I hope you, again, enjoyed yourself. I've got so many family members here, I forgot to tell them how thankful I was that they're all here with us this morning. But this family has to get accustomed to this family. Because we're all family if we've been born again in Jesus Christ. And I appreciate them being here. Appreciate Dad and Jeannie being here. And Beck and Wes, Kyle, and Tiffers is here with me. Yeah. And Bethany is here. Yeah. And all five of the grandkids is here. Actually, all six of them is here. Right? Really, some of you that are talking about your age, that you tell, actually, we're 9 months older than what we tell people anyway. You think about that. So some of you that are worried that you're 72, what are you going to do when you come to realization you're really about 73? Thanks, Rob. Amen. God bless you. have a good afternoon and come back tonight. And I don't mean to offend you. It's the truth, though. All right. Shh. Yes.